The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thank God It's Friday happier happy hour rolling into it. We air the grievances up in here, and yours could be next. Just got to pick up the phone and dial it, and you can either text us or call us at 844-967-2789. Plenty of time for you, our fair audience, this hour. Dom, I've been catching up on the text line. Chuckster from Racine noted we kind of cut Dick from Madison off. He said you kind of Lorena Bobbited him.
Terrible.
I thought it was kind of clever. That's why I repeated it. A WMPX texter felt it necessary to clarify.
Oh.
It was Pluto I was referencing to, not Plato. I kind of knew that. I was teasing, a little teasing. Angie from Monroe says, I think it would be nice to have Kamala with all the women's rights crap on the line. Be a great way to stick it to the GOP. Who should be her VP? Also, no pillow guy? Time to find another idiot to lose all his money. No, the pillow guy was at the RNC. I'm pretty sure Mike Lindell was there. But
I'll go ahead, Curtis.
Who's the VP? I hear it's being reported earlier today. I read it a credible source, because I only read credible sources. Kamala has already been told by Gavin Newsom he would be unwilling to be her VP pick. Also, Gretchen Whitmer has expressed that she would not be interested in being the sidecar to a Kamala campaign. Now, I like Gretchen Whitmer just because of the Michigan connection and the very important nature of these, you know, Rust Belt states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and perhaps
and
being
the capable, proven governor. That's a thing.
Well, and she's a popular governor who won a handy reelection in Michigan. I think that would be a very important thing, Dom. But she apparently, reportedly, does not want the role. So, does leave some questions. Now, we've had some from the audience advocating for Mark Kelly, the Arizona senator, and I saw that he was on the short list today. Others saw the logic of picking him. But I'm not sure who it would be. But I think this party would be very excited. And I think if there's going to be a move, I mean, I think it's coming. Like, by Monday. And I know it's like you keep promising us all the Veruca Salts out there. Like, I want it now, Daddy. Or the Democratic Party has to move on. And I think this is an inevitable decision for Joe Biden and his family because the party's not moving on. They're piling on. And we heard you, Carol. I know you don't want to talk about it, but it is the vast majority, even of the Democratic Party, that wants to move on from Joe Biden as the top of the ticket. 66% of Democrats want Joe off the ticket. So we have to talk about it. It's the most important political conversation. And I just think it'd be ironic if Joe, in leaving the race, could just chop Trump off at the knees. I mean, I think it'd be a nice parting shot, if you will. Because he'd steal a lot of the Republican RNC bounce, and typically the respective parties get a little, you know, 1 or 2 point bounce post-convention.
We'll see. These are not typical times. Also wanted to update, correct the record as it were. We had a texter call, inform us about this firefighter who was killed at the Trump rally, a former fire chief. And when Trump brought this guy's equipment onto the stage, and last name was spelled incorrectly. Now, apparently it's been reported that, yes, it was in fact spelled incorrectly. It's not the fault of the campaign. That was his original gear. When he got it, it was spelled incorrectly. He wore it spelled incorrectly. That was the gear. He did not change. So that was not a mistake by the Trump campaign. I just want to make sure we put that out there as well.
You know what the greatest crime of Donald Trump last night, as far as I'm concerned, the worst thing you could possibly say about me, Dom, if you and I were in casual conversation or perhaps, you know, drinking all out, the most insulting thing you could possibly call me, what do you think it'd be?
I have no idea, Curdy. I've lobbed so many insults at you, and I'm not sure that any of them ever stick, man. You're still hanging out with me.
I wouldn't own any of them because I know they're not true about yours truly.
Well, maybe a couple might be.
But the most insulting thing you could possibly call me is freaking boring. And I got to tell you, last night, Trump, that speech, that was boring. You are not the ratings machine. Not with that crappy 92-minute stumbling, bumbling, rambling. I mean, I think it was the most detrimental.
International crisis. We will end lots of different things.
I think it was detrimental to his campaign.
Ended the speech.
What's that?
If he'd have ended the speech, we'd have been good. He didn't end the speech. He could have, man. Like we talked about,
25 minutes would have been ideal.
Oh man, you know, thank you for being here. Acknowledgement to the folks. You know, a little backdrop on the assassination attempt. A few policy things. Thank you. Move on. You know, unity and move on. You know, make Melania's press release, you know, part of the Republican platform, Mr. Congressman, and move on. But Trump, he can't do it. He can't do it. It is not in his nature. It is not physically, mentally. He cannot not be the narcissist that he is. And the fact that these Republicans are like, yeah, let's do this again. He only had like how many lies yesterday? I think the lies were less than, you know, previous speeches from the Trump. So, you know, that's a good thing.
844-967-2789. Time for you, our fair audience, to air your grievances up in here. L.A., Tom, you've been a patient man. Most patient, you're next. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Even we have to get rid of Citizens United, as you know. But here's my take. Old, broken down, stale, dementia Donald was an embarrassment.
Boring.
Hashtag sad. And if Kamala becomes the nominee, which I think Joe will be still, I hope she picks the governor from North Carolina, Roy Cooper. That's 17 electoral college votes right there. He's actually being termed out, and people love him in North Carolina.
Well, that'd be a strategic move, a hell of a lot better than J.D. Vance from Ohio putting another red state in a red column. Doesn't do anything for you, doesn't help you with anything. In fact, probably further solidifies suburban women's dislike for the now Trump Vance ticket.
Yeah, Harris Cooper. If it's not going to be Joe Biden, I say Harris Cooper. I'll vote blue no matter who, as you know. And I'll fight out there for Joe if I have to. But if not, Harris Cooper.
Let me ask you, Tom, if Joe Biden is the nominee, do you have any enthusiasm whatsoever to watch, you know, wall-to-wall coverage of the DNC in Chicago?
Yeah, I do, actually, because, you know, we're not about one person. You know, that's the difference.
Right,
we
right.
are about we the people, and we are about a democracy, and we are about a team of very, very capable people, you know, that can make this thing happen. They only got one guy. And the thing is, people out there, if you liked the authoritarian guy last night who spoke for 90 minutes or 93 minutes, that's basically what you're going to get, is just him constantly. I mean, it reminded me actually of what he did during COVID. It almost put me right back to where he was during COVID, which was talking about bleach and this and that. And it was like, oh my God, please make it stop. I think the American people, I think there's more of us than there are of them. And I think that sensible Republicans are really going to look at this and say, I want what's best for my kids and my grandkids and the future of this country with the climate change and all of that, that I can't.
Tom, you lost me when you said sensible Republicans, because I'm not convinced any of them still exist. I am very, very unconvinced. And I think the only people that watched the entirety of that speech were sycophants like Scott Walker up there. He called me governor and I'm not even the governor anymore. Guys like that. He was enthralled by what he saw, I suspect. But the American people broadly, bored to tears, turned it off. I mean, unless you're some sort of political, unless your job depends upon you listening to that speech, you did not listen to the entirety of that speech. I barely did, and I was captive in the car. It was boring, and that is the worst crime of all. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocate's never boring with your phone calls. Chris from Rice Lake, what do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Crude. Hey, guys. Hey, Crude, did I hear you say that you went and saw Charlie Barron's last weekend?
I did. Northern Wisconsin State Fall Fair up in Chippewa. Yes, sir. I actually learned that Trump had been shot at while I was waiting to go into the Charlie Barron show.
All right. So I talked to you on Friday afternoon, and you didn't tell me you were going. So you kind of like dissed me because you know I live right there, but yet you want to party with CJ. I'm a little disappointed. My grievance is with you.
Dude, were you at Ludacris? Because we were partying in the same place at the same time, so we were kind of partying together, weren't we?
No, man, no. Hey, I hear you guys talking. I'm gonna say again. I just don't think Kamala Harris can win. I don't think women like her. I just don't.
Interesting. Now,
why, Chris? Why do you think? What is it? Why do you say that?
Well, for the same reason that they didn't like Hillary. It was, you know, shut your mouth and stay at home. It's kind of what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I talked to a lot of different people throughout the day, and nobody really seems fired up about Kamala Harris. They just don't.
Well, Chris, they haven't had an opportunity to get to know her. I think she's very compelling, and I get your point. There were some that just found Hillary off-putting, some quality of her voice or whatever. I've heard that complaint about Kamala, but you really haven't heard her. She's kind of been sort of in the wings, you know, not outshining Joe Biden, which means you've got to be bored.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Having good radio show. Happy Friday to us all. RIP GOP MKE 2024. It is over. It is done. We are airing the grievances. You can join us on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Perhaps to accentuate the point Chris was making from Rice Lake about the misogyny, and I don't know how else I would describe it. There is a certain element people don't feel like a woman is capable of being in the highest office. It's the reason no one has broken that glass ceiling yet. But I think there are lots of women out there that would be very supportive of that notion. And I don't think that Kamala has the baggage that Hillary Clinton has. She doesn't have a Clinton foundation. She doesn't have a...
I mean, she was... Man, we had a lot of Hillary. We had a lot of Bill. We had a lot of Hillary. There was a lot of Clinton for a lot of time.
A lot of Clinton fatigue.
Yeah, yeah. So, and certainly Kamala doesn't have that.
She does not. But
if and when she comes out and is able to, you know, represent herself to the American people, if Joe makes that decision and the Dems go down that road, she'll certainly, it'll be big news. Everyone will hear her and get to know her once again.
Well, there are people trash talking Kamala on our Facebook live stream at this time. And as near as I can tell, their biggest complaint is that they're misogynist and they don't like women. 844-967-2789. We love women, especially.
Women get stuff done, man. Are you kidding me? Give me a break.
I know they do in the Salvia family. If it weren't for Steffi, you'd still be sitting home in underwear right now. 844-967-2789 in the underwear. That might be a stretch. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, I had to respond when I thought I heard a male voice speaking for us women, saying that we wouldn't support her. Kamala Harris, are you kidding me? Sir, I think you need to get your head out of you know where, because us women do support her. She's a big supporter of women and all people. And if you have a chance, you might want to dig up some old Senate hearings. She is brilliant. She's outstanding. And she would make a good leader. First, I'm staying with Biden. And if he picks to drop out and says, yeah, my protege here will handle the job, then I'm going to be supporting her. Boy, misogyny is alive and well in the state of Wisconsin and in our country. Really sad time to hear it. Thank you guys for
Jeannie, before we let you go, just because Chris observes it, I mean, I believe that Chris has experienced it. I think the so-called locker room conversations, what dudes say to each other when they think no one's listening, he might be hearing a more candid version of this than you are, Jeannie. I think misogyny is real, and I think that perhaps he is hearing it, and I think that there are even some women that act in a misogynistic fashion or don't think that women are as capable, even though they are women. Jeannie, you've probably experienced some of that in your life, have you not?
Oh, definitely. In my younger years, I was a drummer. I had to get a little mustache and bib overhauls, and I was going to try out as a guy, and it was in the 70s, you know, for a band because they didn't want a female drummer. In addition to that, when I went out for my first job, I mean, a different kind of job after I got a higher education, I went with skirts for a long time, and then I got myself a man's suit, and I got the job. So let me tell you that one. It's pretty, it's alive and well. So people got to be really cautious on that because that lady really is outstanding and capable.
Jeannie,
so thank you for taking
The drumming job, did you lose out to Keith Moon?
Well, no, to tell you the truth, I thought I really couldn't pull it off because I couldn't change my voice. I practiced, though, but I just didn't quite get the male voice, so it was a dead giveaway.
But were you playing with Phil Collins? The drummer never sings. You just sit back there and rap those drums, don't you?
This was local. You know, and I was going to college then, and, you know, they had to sign up, and unfortunately, I did end up playing with a different band who was not biased against a female. So, yeah, we went through that, guys, and I think it's starting to happen.
We're still going through it, aren't we, Jeannie?
Yeah, you take care, and thank you so much for taking my call, and have a good
day. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789, Wisco Paul. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Devils. I would like to thank you guys for covering the convention because the national media just sucks. It's unwatchable. At least I could listen to you guys and get the truth. So thanks a lot for doing that. And by the way, Jeannie, you're really cool. And I'm riding next to a lady right now that's going to vote for Kamala if she becomes the nominee. So, that's just the way it is. I got a quick question here for you two guys. Now, Biden did really good at the State of the Union, and it seems like after that he's like fell off a cliff or something. He just doesn't have that same charisma. And I just feel in my heart of hearts that the people near him know that, and that's why you see guys or congressmen like Mark Pocan, who I really like, are asking him to leave because – I don't think they think he's going to make it. So I'm down with Kamala Harris or whoever they run because I couldn't listen to Trump's speech last night, but the people that have said it was just god-awful. It was awful. And I think almost anybody could beat this man at this point. What do you say, Crudy? They win four states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, maybe one of the other three. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for what you do. And I'm glad you guys were there and I didn't have to watch the national media.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome, Paulie. If you liked our RNC coverage, wait till we go to Chicago for the DNC. We'll be inside the tent. We'll be rooting for the home team, Dom. It'll feel a little odd doing that in Chicago. You know,
we'll be wanted. We won't be getting buzzed by the Coast Guard helicopters.
You don't know that.
People on the roof. We don't know that.
Maybe they will buzz us. I promise the Devil's Advocates in Chicago, DNC coverage, A, never boring, and B, will absolutely be buzzed. More of the Friday edition. A happier, happy hour rolling through it. More of your grievances on the other side. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This one going out for you and Eau Claire, Jeannie. You got the beat. Perhaps Jeannie for VP. Remember when Bill Clinton went on Arsenio's show and sort of played the saxophone decently, sort of? Jeannie could go knock it out at the park on the drums.
Yeah, right on. Right,
we need a musical candidate. We have had some suggestions, and we do have lots of callers that have their Friday grievances to air here at 844-967-2789. We'll go back to the phones in just a minute. I have been getting bombarded with the thought of a Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney ticket. And Ski57 emailed me today. Also, we got some texters, and they've got some of their own ideas. WMDX, in fact, we got a few with this sentiment. Mayor Pete for VP. And another one. I would like to see Kamala and Pete Buttigieg. Also, a Tar Heel texter, Jeannie from North Carolina, texting in. It's outgoing Governor Roy Cooper, Dem from North Carolina, great guy. There's a vote for Roy Cooper that was brought up to us, and I saw he's still on the short list. If Kamala were to jump to the top of the ticket, he would be a consideration. A few have expressed that they would not be interested, including Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, and Gavin Newsom, not interested in being the VP. Another one. Hey, Crudy and Dom. Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney. Democratic Republicans versus MAGA. Yeah, till she actually gets to govern. By the way, Tom from New Berlin says, Jeannie, you rock. She knows that. We know that.
Jeannie rocks.
A lot of you rock. Some of you, more polka than rock, but a lot of you rock. 844-967-2789. And Bob, you are the most patient man in the queue today. Thank you, sir. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Bob.
Oh, finally got here, huh?
Finally, Bob. Better late than never, fella.
Yeah, just an hour to wait, that's all. I got two great ideas. The first one is the debate looks exactly like he took heavy cold medicine just before the debate. Because that first half hour, it probably hit him hard. He probably took it maybe a half hour before the debate. And that causes, in people over 65, that causes confusion and hallucinations sometimes, and rest and weakness, and tired and weak.
But Bob, so since then, he's
symptoms.
Bob, he's had several interviews, public interviews, George Stephanopoulos, Lester Holt. He was interviewed
and he was great.
Well, define great, sir. If he was great, you wouldn't be hearing these calls. You wouldn't be seeing 30-plus Democratic Congress people lining up, three U.S. senators lining up, and lots of politicos lining up saying, hey, The man is not going to win. The math is all stacked against him. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's being pretty pragmatic here. She's not pushing him out because she doesn't like him. She's pushing him out because she fears for the nation.
Well, yeah, but if you saw that last hour after NATO, he was magnificent.
I thought he was. And I thought he had... Bob and I keep interrupting you. I don't mean to, but I don't disagree with you, sir. I thought he showed a very complex understanding of foreign policy. He seemed like he was in his element. And the only thing I heard about after he just went out there and quote unquote killed it is that he called Kamala Harris Trump, my VP Trump, right? He made a minor misspeak. And because he is under such scrutiny, Bob, he can't catch a break. Because people did see his debate performance, and they've seen him since. And
well, that's true, but where does that come from? That comes from every other paragraph has the word senile in it on Fox News. They hammered home the theory.
Yep.
And, yeah, physically he's weak, but mentally he's sharp as a tack. Kerr said he had a photographic memory. Remember that?
Well, no, because the part I heard publicized, sir, is that, you know, effectively we didn't charge him because he was a senile old man. And I don't use the word senile about Joe, and we don't throw that word around without direction. But I would say...
Bob, Mark Polkan isn't, you know, making that decision based on what Fox News is reporting.
And nor I.
Really hard.
I didn't... make my opinions based on what Fox News was reporting. I ignored what Fox News said for months and months and years until it struck my own eyes.
Ignoring what Fox News says is generally a good bet, certainly. And Bob, come on, man, it's hard to blame it on the Tussin. You know what I mean? I mean, that was more than him coming out with a red tongue, man. That was problematic, and it was shocking to a lot of folks who were not ready for that. Maybe some folks around him knew that he has maybe an episode here or there, but at 81 year old, man, the actuarial tables are what they are. Joe, like me, probably have less good days ahead of him than bad ones, but we appreciate your perspective, man.
You know, when people say, and I certainly felt like Joe did a great job with the State of the Union address, but very few have considered that maybe that's Joe at his very best on a teleprompter, scripted speech with time to prepare and plenty of rest. I mean, he looked damn good. He looked good in Madison.
That's everybody's best, man. You know what I mean? I mean, that is literally the description of everybody's best.
Well, some are actually better. You know, I can tell you, Donald Trump is not great on a teleprompter. Some do not perform well off a teleprompter.
His speech last night was from the teleprompter, man. Literally.
Was there a good part?
Wandering off talking about Hannibal Lecter and that he will solve all international crises and will end lots of different things. That wasn't on the teleprompter, man. His best, most effective part of Trump's speech last night was literally on the teleprompter, man.
And I didn't find any of it effective.
I'm not saying it was. It was just better than the scattershot, whiny little bitch stuff he had going on.
Yeah, but... ultimately, interviews are important. Town hall, random questions, unprepared, unscripted.
Sure, sure. Thank
you. That's
on your
the
feet,
way the world throws stuff at you. And if you're capable of answering those sort of questions, cognitively sharp, if you can go out there and kill it, and I do think Joe Biden killed it in regards to foreign policy, but even a simple misspeak, my vice president is Trump, is enough to cast doubt on everything else he said that night. And I don't know how he overcomes it because it's a death spiral narrative, right?
No, I get it. But how he overcomes it, you put it in context, man. Certainly a misspeak is not as evident or of an issue as that debate performance was. You know, you misspeak, we misspeak all the time, man. Anybody that talks for a living probably is going to misspeak at some point. I don't think he actually thought while he was saying it that Donald Trump was actually his vice president. I don't buy that for a minute. When he was at the debate and he had that long stare in his eyes, man, that was more concerning than, you know, misspeaking someone's name.
844-967-2789. Just pronounce it Crudy. Yeah. Kathy from Milwaukee, welcome.
What do you? Running.
What do you got for us, Kathy?
Oh, is this Kirby and Dominic?
It is.
It is.
This is Auntie Kathy Bryant.
Oh, yeah, Aunt Kathy. You're very...
I'm on my way to Door County, and it was like, oh, my God, my guys are on the radio. I never have this station. I had to tune it in. The show is fabulous. And, of course, I am a diehard Joe Biden, so help me God, the Democrats are driving me nuts.
Kathy.
And as far as Kamala is concerned, if something happened to Joe, Kamala is so ready because they evidently didn't watch her during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yep,
that woman is strong. And you know, I'll tell you, guys have a problem with strong women, but actually so do some women. And it's like, do they really think, like Hillary, for example, a woman can't go into politics and be weak? I mean, these women drive me crazy, too. All I know is that it's time for the Democrats to get behind the person that we chose. And the other thing, guys, is like, I just tell people, you want perfect, God's not running.
Well, not this year, I'm not.
Compare him to the alternative, not the almighty. But, Kathy, let me get your sense. I know you're a huge Biden fan and supporter. What do you think when you hear people like Jamie Raskin and Adam Schiff and, you know, Mark Pocan coming out, Nancy Pelosi, folks saying, you know, maybe Biden should reconsider? When those folks start lining up, does that give you any pause?
Well, first of all, Adam Schiff. I love the guy. He's the conscience in Congress during those hearings. Yeah. But when he started talking about someone else, it was like, oh, no, no, no. And as far as Mark Pocan, we were in Madison, and Mark was all, you know.
He stood with Biden.
Cheering president. Yeah. So anyhow, there was a guy on your station. Must have been about 5:15. A very nice, I would say, young man who said yes, that he would still be a Biden vote. All I know is that he spoke so well about the situation. Anyhow, guys, what is wrong with this country? You know, they should read Project 2025. They might get sick to their stomach.
Kathy, you make an excellent point there. That is one of the most effective attacks in polling and focus groups when people find out about Project 2025, and this is the creation of the Heritage Foundation. Effectively, it's been created to be the blueprint for the next Trump term, and it's got awful in a lot of different ways. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there. It's not being cleared up by Trump and his team. But if you believe it, they basically want to purge about 50,000 federal employees and put Trump loyalists in those roles and change the tenor of government. And to many of us that, you know, like to go to the DMV and not have to prove that we're MAGA loyalists so we can get our frickin' license renewed, you know, this would be a troubling thought. And I realize DMV is probably state level, but you get the point. 844-967-2789. Aunt Kathy, always great to hear from you. I'm so glad she's listening to us driving up to Door County today. Be careful out there and enjoy the cherries. Annie from Watertown, you're next. Welcome, Annie. What do you got?
Hi, Annie.
Well, as somebody who started taking jobs away from well-deserving family-supporting men back in the 70s, I understand fully that things have not really changed very much at all. You know, we have young women saying, I'm not a feminist. Oh, feminism is bad. You know, like, duh. You know, they just don't get it. You know, the whole idea that black people weren't on TV even, you know, when I was born, things like that, the changes that were made. But basically, the idea of, I mean, I wanted to be Donna Reed. You know, have a family, you know, that stuff too. But my job was that was so-called a man's job. And for 30 years, 35 years, it never really changed the
prejudice against it. But I also understand, because a woman would come on a job when I worked on road crews and stuff, and I was always negative, going like, okay, what's she going to pull? You know, is she going to, you know, because it takes a while to make all these changes, to change our society's view of things. I mean, oh, look at Trump got chef because there's women Secret Service. You know, like, oh, geez, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah, the DEI promotion, all, Annie, as they would say.
Yeah, we've all been brought up with these indoctrinated things that we have to make an effort to change it. We have to stop and think to think different, you know?
Yeah.
Annie, appreciate your call. I was raised by a single mom, 2 college degrees. When she lived here in Madison when I was a kid, like 1978, she was the director of the State Heart Association. And when we moved to North Carolina, she was qualified down south to be some man's office assistant. And I could tell it was humiliating for her. She was more capable than her boss. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. One last segment. Air your grievances. 844-967-2789. That did stick.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you have something to say, hit us up on the lines, talk or text. Crudy will check those, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I am checking the grievances being deposited here on the text line, and one of them's with you. Here's what? The grievance. Where were all the protesters in Milwaukee? Dom, you were promising me Nazis marching through the streets.
I wasn't promising you a damn thing.
You
I was concerned about the Nazis marching in Milwaukee. Yes, I was. And thankfully, I was wrong.
There were nobody marching through Milwaukee. Barely. Hundreds, maybe, of protesters in totality for the entire week, man. There was no protest in Milwaukee, as I've been telling the audience. There would be. There would be no troubles with the protesters. All this neo-Nazi talk was all hyperbole. They were all hanging out in Nashville this week. Yeah, I don't know why, but apparently they were.
The wrong address. I don't know.
Apparently couldn't get flights back to Milwaukee. Let's get back to the phones, Dom. 844-967-2789. Our pal who drove all the way to Milwaukee to come to the party the other day at Kampali, Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Real new stuff last night, huh?
What's that?
It was terrible.
Yeah, Jerry fell asleep. I was trying to stay awake. It was really hard.
Boring.
It was terrible. Yeah.
It was boring.
It was. Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, I wanted to kind of bring up something that nobody's talking about. I saw Bernie this morning, and Bernie was talking about issues. And he says if the Democrats were focused on the issues, we could win, and I agree with them. So I wanted to say what President Biden's planning on doing. He has an agenda, and it's a working person's agenda. So he's planning on expanding Social Security and making the wealthy pay their fair share. It'll be $2,400 extra money in everybody's paycheck a year. Expand Medicare to include dental, hearing, and vision, and all medical debt in the country. The president plans on, like, you go and buy up pennies for the dollar debt and putting it to bed. And so we will end medical debt. We have people in this country that are getting cancer. And when they get cancer, 1 out of 4 of them winds up in bankruptcy because they get cancer. He has a massive housing program to deal with the housing crisis that we're having in the country and the homelessness we have in the country. He believes in climate change, and he's taking action against it. Trump does not. But we don't have to run and say Trump's the other guy. We're just running because he's terrible. Biden has plans. Bernie Sanders is behind him. AOC is behind him. The squad is behind him. What people like they're doing, what I am doing, is trying to protect the progressive agenda that we have all worked so hard for. And this is why many of us have a real problem with anybody replacing President Biden, because he delivered on the promises that were made to us.
Chris, hold that thought, because we've got some of the sound of Bernie Sanders. Rich did some of the hard work. Actually, Bernie was on Colbert last night, post-convention, I guess, post-boring speech of Trump. So most of you missed it. While there's time, Rich, let's play a little of the Bernie because I think it makes Chris's point. Let's start with the first Bernie cut, please.
What
cut
one, please. Stuns me about these things, Stephen, is how little the real problems of the country are discussed and how few real solutions are given. Basically, what the speech was about is country is in terrible shape. Vote for me, and I'm going to bring wonderful things to all of you. You don't know how, why. I'm going to do it. Just trust me. And that is not the way a democracy should be run. Now, the one thing...
Yep. Especially since this isn't... This, in theory, we've actually had 4 years. We know exactly what's
going to happen. Right, right. And you didn't notice. It was the greatest time in the history of humankind.
I missed that. I missed that part.
Just flew right by. Yeah.
I missed that part, too. Bernie Sanders, a serious man, a serious politician on the Colbert, to Chris's point. Absolutely. I mean, Trump, I'm going to end all international crisis. We're going to end lots of things. Oh, great. Thanks for that. You got my vote. Oh, you're going to buy it? Apparently, that's the whole plan. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Quick text here. Matt from Richland Center. Crudy, I wanted to punch your face for so long, but damn, you were right. Like Bill Press said, have Michelle bring out Kamala and the nominee and Mayor Pete and turn this SOB around. Yes, I would like to see most of those things happen. There are others that are still wanting to punch me in the face, though. I see that sentiment as well.
Yeah,
I have a very punchable face. Me and Ted Cruz, some of the more...
I don't know, man. It's not. It's just the size of that melon, too, man. It's hard to miss.
844-967-2789. John on the north side of Milwaukee. Welcome, John. You can finally traverse the city now.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, Trump is an idiot. Now, he's talking about this journalist that's locked up over there in Russia. And he's talking about, well, if you put me in office, I'll get him out. Well, if you know you can get him out, why not get him out now? Don't wait till you become president, you know. But he's using that as a ploy so people can vote for him. And when he do get in office, he won't be able to get that man out. But my main reason for calling, Trump is, and the Republicans are talking about doing away with Social Security and Medicare. What are they playing? Do you have any idea, or can you speak on it? Or?
Well, the project 2025, and John, short on time here, really can't give you a complex answer. But if you Google Project 2025, a lot of the blueprint has been laid out by the Heritage Foundation, the Trump plan. It's not good for overtime. It's not good for workers. It's not good for the government bureaucracy. It's not good for women. It's not good for education or children. But other than that, it's not a half-bad plan. Thank you all for joining us this fair week. It's been a long week, but we appreciate you sticking around for all of it. 3 hours each and every day, that's all we ask. Thank you to our fine guests. They included State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, our friend Joe Sepecki, a fine dib strategist. And don't forget, my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan, joins us on 4:30 on Monday. He called for Joe Biden to step aside as the candidate today. We'll see if Joe takes his advice. No one ever takes mine.